From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Wall Street's rallying on a series of positive economic news out this week. Economist Hugh Johnson.
The global economy is doing a little better than expected, and certainly the U.S. economy in general, and particularly employment, is doing a little bit better than expected.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 266 points at 11,272. NASDAQ was up 55 at 2553. And S&P 500 rose 26. It's at 1207. The private sector in the U.S. added 93,000 jobs in November. A more full employment picture comes out in a labor report Friday. Also, productivity rose at an annual rate of 2.3% in the third quarter. In Egypt, opposition parties are pulling out of next Sunday's runoff elections for parliament. NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Cairo that the move is aimed at protesting alleged widespread fraud in the first round.
The unprecedented withdrawal was announced by the liberal Al-Wafd Party and the Muslim Brotherhood. The Brotherhood is a banned movement but controls about a fifth of the current parliament seats by proxy. The opposition group's decision leaves the ruling National Democratic Party firmly in charge of the new parliament. Egypt's government defended last Sunday's election as fair, despite numerous reports by independent monitors and activists of fraud, voter intimidation, and polling stations being closed. Many analysts here say those incidents, plus a crackdown on the Brotherhood in the weeks leading up to the polls, made it clear the government wants a compliant parliament. The goal, they add, is to make it easier for the ruling party to handpick a successor to President Hosni Mubarak if he doesn't run in next year's polls. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
The attorney for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says Interpol's decision to add the 39-year-old Australian to its most wanted list is further proof that his client is being persecuted rather than prosecuted. Mark Stevens says Assange has yet to receive any information about the sexual misconduct case against him in Sweden beyond what has already been reported in the press. Swedish authorities have issued an arrest warrant for Assange, who denies he did anything wrong. After a two-year recession, states are expected to see a better fiscal picture next year, but not by much. They are facing a total of $11 billion in budget deficits. The National Governors Association and the National Association of State Budget Officers are forecasting, quote, considerable fiscal stress in the coming year. Here's the latest from Wall Street, though. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 262 points at 11,262. That's in trading of about 3 billion shares. NASDAQ has risen 55. It's at 2,553. You're listening to NPR News. Various countries are observing World AIDS Day, which is devoted to drawing attention to the fight against the disease. In Pretoria, South Africa, the day prompted demonstrations. AIDS activists outside the Chinese embassy protest Beijing's imprisonment of Chinese AIDS activists. Activist Howard Armistead says China needs to do much more in the fight against AIDS.
China has more than 1 million people living with HIV and AIDS, and they need to direct it to the inadequacies in the health system in China that's causing the spread of this disease.
But South Africa has the world's largest number of HIV-positive individuals, with 5.6 million. Heavy snow is causing chaos across much of Europe. NPR's Philip Reeve says hundreds of flights have been delayed or cancelled.
Winter has arrived early in northern Europe, bringing frustration and misery to a multitude of travellers. Britain's second largest airport, Gatwick, is closed while staff dig out the runways. Geneva Airport, another major hub, is also shut, along with several others around the region. In parts of Scotland, temperatures dropped to minus 20. A quarter of a million children had the day off school, many for the third day in a row. There are reports from far and wide of cut-off villages, roads buried in snow, gridlocked motorways and cancelled trains. Officials in Germany say there were 2,000 road crashes within 24 hours. In Poland, 8 homeless men reportedly froze to death. Forecasters say more snow's on its way, bringing with it yet more havoc. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
And it's turning out to be a wintry mess across parts of the eastern U.S. with a strong storm system. This is NPR.